Drive anywhere around Kansas City and you're likely to see lots of signs for vapes, e-liquids, e-juices, or mods. Not everyone agrees on what to call electronic cigarette paraphernalia or the flavored mixtures they deliver, but one thing is clear. The 21st century answer to cigarettes is gaining popularity. And with that popularity comes increased scrutiny from politicians and health advocates that could radically change the industry. KCUR's Alex Smith reports on how the e-cigarette debate has been playing out in one of the country's most tobacco-friendly states.
Carlo Cavallero pours a brown liquid into a device that looks a little like a Star Trek phaser. When it hits battery-heated coils, the liquid sizzles and turns into vapor. He takes a big draw and exhales a sugary-smelling cloud. Cavallero makes his own custom nicotine-infused e-cigarette juice.
This one that I have here is a fudge brownie.
E-cigarettes have only been around the U.S. for about 7 years, and during that time there have been no regulations, no rules, no standards from the federal government or most state governments, including Missouri. And the independent e-cigarette makers, as well as enthusiasts like Cavallero, have reveled in the freedom to experiment with devices and flavors and make the vaping industry their own. So it might seem surprising that e-cigarette advocacy groups have been pushing for one regulation.
We want to make sure that minors do not get these products in their hands.
That's A.J. Mole with the Bi-State Regional Advocates for Vaping Education, or BRAVE, which works in Missouri and Illinois. With support from e-cigarette companies and retailers, Missouri legislators overwhelmingly passed a bill last session that would have banned the sale of e-cigarettes to minors, and Mole was angry when Governor Jay Nixon vetoed it in July.
He could have ensured the safety of Missouri's children by simply signing what we feel is a common sense bill.
But Nixon said the issue wasn't quite so simple. In a letter to the Secretary of State, he said he would support a straight ban for minors, but he couldn't accept parts of the bill that would have prevented e-cigarettes from being treated like tobacco products. He explained they contain nicotine, which is addictive and dangerous, particularly for adolescents and pregnant women. And some studies have shown e-cigarette vapor contains carcinogens and heavy metal particles. In short, e-cigarettes still raise a lot of questions about their safety.
There's certainly not an extensive array of evidence related to e-cigarettes as there is with traditional cigarettes.
Dr. Brian King is a senior scientific advisor with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He explains that e-cigarettes have only been sold in the U.S. since 2007 and only studied since 2010. Decades of research have shown traditional tobacco products contain thousands of chemicals and as many as 70 carcinogens, but there just haven't been enough studies to understand the dangers, if any, of e-cigarettes. Complicating the picture is that e-liquids and devices are made in a lot of different ways by a lot of different producers. King thinks all those unanswered questions should make the public cautious about e-cigarettes. Mole, though, believes those unknowns are precisely why health agencies should not jump into tobacco-style regulation.
They just simply do not know enough about e-cigarettes, so I don't know how they can formulate regulations.
I quit in May 2 years ago, and I haven't had a cigarette since. All my family and friends I've gotten off of cigarettes, and it was with the help of electronic cigarettes.
Aaron Todd is the owner of Vapeur, an e-cigarette chain in the Kansas City area. He and many e-cigarette users see the devices and juices as a healthy alternative to tobacco and a good way to quit tobacco smoking. In fact, modern e-cigarettes were invented in China in the early 2000s as a smoking cessation device. But Dr. King is skeptical.
You know, the plural of anecdote is not data. And so although some people are saying they're using them to quit, the data we have currently does not show that these products are effective for long-term cessation.
While most e-cigarettes have been produced by small independent companies, their sales are expected to reach $1.5 billion this year. And that growth has attracted the attention of some major players. In the last 2 years, big tobacco companies have bought or introduced their own e-cigarette brands under names like Vuse, Mark 10, Green Smoke, and Blue. Although Governor Nixon vetoed the Missouri bill, many other states have passed similar legislation banning sales to minors but preventing e-cigarettes from being regulated like tobacco. To Tracy Kennedy of Tobacco Free Missouri, this seems very similar to the tobacco industry strategy of voluntarily adopting anti-youth access programs to avoid further regulation. Kennedy is one of many observers who believe big tobacco companies are pushing for the new state laws. Her group has closely scrutinized the legislation.
We were able to highlight some comparisons to other states that had very similar language that could be directly related back to the tobacco industry.
Recently, the debate at the state level has been overshadowed by federal action. In April, the Food and Drug Administration proposed a rule banning e-cigarette sales to minors, requiring health warnings and disclosure of ingredients, and banning free samples, among other things. If the rule is adopted, it could conflict with anti-regulation state laws. But Kennedy, for one, doesn't think the FDA rule goes far enough.
What's really a key thing that's missing is there's no marketing restrictions on e-cigarettes. So things like celebrity endorsements and television ads and things that really appeal to youth are not a part of this current rule.
Moll, on the other hand, sees the FDA rule as potentially ruining an independent industry based on a safer alternative to tobacco.
What they're really going to do is they're going to close all these businesses down, and you're not going to be able to get product except there's going to be a huge, huge black market.
As e-cigarette proponents anxiously await the FDA's decision, many like Moll will also be pushing Missouri legislators to override the governor's veto of the state bill at the veto session in September. Alex Smith, KCUR News.